You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
Welcome to another beautiful day in the neighborhood. John and Gordy in the morning. A nice sunny day, and I hope it's going to be cool today, you know?
Cool. Yeah, well, it's cool right now. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's 54 degrees. So
got to wear a light shirt out of the house over the T-shirt.
You think so?
Other than that, you know, if you have to dress up for work, well, feel sorry for you, man.
Right. That's your problem.
Yeah.
Happy Friday. Hey, rise and shine, shake
a
leg.
Should have got into radio if you didn't want to dress up for work.
Does anybody really dress? I guess there's...
Do they do that anymore, right?
You see a few suits and ties, but not too much anymore.
Yeah.
It's pretty casual and laid back here in Madison, you know?
Would you say I'm dressed up?
Oh, yeah.
I got a sweater on.
Okay.
You dress the warmest of anybody I've ever seen.
You always have my beanie.
Yeah, hoodies and sweaters.
Cold blooded.
We're in the middle of summer.
But the AC is cold in here, you know?
Yeah, well, that's it.
Yeah. Can't be cold enough for me.
I'd bundle up just to get into work.
Yeah. Well, we still have this, by the way, good morning.
Oh, yeah,
John
good
Peterson,
morning, everybody.
Gordy
yeah.
Young.
Yeah.
92.7 WMDX, Dominic Lee. Yeah.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Good morning to you all. 8 minutes past the hour. So it's Friday.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have this air quality alert, you know. People
this is really outrageous, isn't it?
Oh, man.
It's like a heavy fog moved into the area and it has not gone away.
Yeah, it's hazy, smoky. You know, they're putting numbers on it now. You know, whenever they start putting numbers on it. It was the guy that fills in for Charlie Shortino when Charlie decides, he just doesn't feel like coming in.
Too much smoke. Yeah.
And he put some number on it, just like it's up to 121 in the air quality alert, you know, gauge or whatever. I'm like, okay, compared to what? what is it normally? I don't know. It's 121. Apparently that puts an air quality alert out there.
Apparently.
So I guess we need some gusty winds, but that's not happening today.
Well, it says visibility 5 miles. Like
it doesn't
yesterday,
seem too bad.
It seemed like not even a mile. You couldn't even see a mile before everything just disappeared into a smoky haze.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So what does your Samsung WMDX Super Watch have to say about the high temperature today?
The high temperature... should be around 76.
Okay, mid-70s.
Low tonight around 53. Currently feels like 57 degrees because it is.
What time is the sunset? Because people want to know what time
We're still in the severe weather alert area here, and quality alert is still on till. And they always give it till noon. Why did they do that? It lasted all day yesterday.
Yeah.
Pollen outlook though It's decreasing, so it's low right now, so
you don't have
to worry about that, but you can't see past your arm only because of the forest fires in Canada. And by the way, my wife wondered if we don't have to pay a tariff on that smoke coming across the Canadian border.
Yeah, the tariffs went into effect, I guess, so
let's watch
all the prices jump up now, because of that.
All the companies that are going out of business, the auto industry convulsing at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, why not? Did you say what is the sunset time tonight?
Yeah, what is it?
8:18. We're losing a lot of light. We're losing a lot of light. That's not good.
About a month ago, it was 8:42. That was like the normal for like a week straight.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, so we might as well just give up hope at this point.
Forget about it, yeah. And it's supposed to be nice through the weekend, but I don't know when the Well, the smoke and the haze is going to leave us. But
well, it's supposed to leave us by noon again. It's not going to do that.
At least
that.
For a little while.
Come on, man.
Okay.
This is ridiculous. Right now, it looks hazy out there.
Mm-hmm. A little bit later on today, well, it's Free Ticket Friday. We'll have a four-pack of tickets to the Brewers game. And speaking of the Brewers, baseball, we're going to check in with Mike Clemens, the Civic Media sports reporter, and that'll be in our 7 o'clock hour.
There's a reason why we're doing it. You know, we both aren't really big sports fans, but we finally went to a baseball game, and now we're going to get the sports guy in here, and we're going to talk sports.
We talked to Mike about once a year. It's our annual sports report. Get us up to date because we're in a transition here. Because football.
Packers are starting in a week or two.
I think he's at the training camp right now for the Packers too.
Right.
That's why he's all over the place. You know, he's in hotels and everything.
I think the preseason starts in a week, doesn't it?
I think it does. Yeah.
There was a game on last night, so that was preseason.
Wow.
I think they're just making sure the cameras and the lights work.
They went out in the field, played a game just so you... Now, let's get those close-ups. Let's get that... What is that camera that slides across the entire
field? Oh, yeah. I don't know what they call it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, those break down, like a cable will break, and it just kind of hangs there for the rest of the game. And they have to... Watch out for that.
You have to run around the cables.
Doug Pipeson from St. Francis. Mm-hmm. He's our first texter of the day. What does the radio quality index say today? He doesn't care about the air quality. Radio quality. It's Friday. What do you want from us? I don't know.
I've heard that it actually does affect the radio, though, like how bad the air quality is. Yeah.
Oh, the reception?
Yeah.
The radio waves and the TV waves? Yeah, I guess so.
Well, you got to think of those things, you know. I mean, in the old days, we had to worry about driving under bridges and losing the signal for a few moments.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't, I guess it still sort of happens.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Now, if you're on the Beltline, you're driving away from the gigantic Candelabra Tower on the west side, you lose the station, you lose us. Yeah. For a little while here and there. That's why we always recommend going to the Civic Media app, choosing WMDX and listening there, also texting there, and also voice noting us there, and also Bluetoothing our audio into your car stereo while you watch us on YouTube and Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Any place else that you can find us, damn it.
Yeah, we're trying to add a new feature to the app. I understand. They want to be able to fax us. You know, because there's some people who still have fax machines, and so they want to be able to fax us on the app.
What?
Really?
No, I'm making it up.
Come on, you guys.
Catherine
does stuff like that. You know, she throws things into her.
Oh God. Let's see.
I'll get a text on that.
True.
Normally we'd have Rocker in our 7 o'clock hour, but because of the Atwood Music Fest and you know how he always takes this week off.
He needs some time off.
Yeah, just relax because that is such a huge thing, and he's a big part of it. You know, keeping track with 30 bands and all the food and you know the stage stuff.
Yeah.
So he's taking a week off.
All right.
Why not?
Well, you know what I want to do? I want to go back to our John and Gordy question, the live poll that we have.
Oh, really? What do we have up there right now?
WMDXradio.com website.
Yeah.
Just to make sure, only because I want to see if the numbers actually change. So please go there and choose. Here's the question. If John and Gordy could fit a few more stories into their jam-packed morning show, what would you like to hear more of? And the first choice is in-depth, hard-hitting political criticism that could land John and Gordy in alligator Alcatraz.
Yeah.
I know that's attractive. It's a thought.
Yeah.
Or number two.
31%. Okay. 31.6% at that.
Media, movies, and tech information. Remember, we tried doing that. We just couldn't fit anything in because of Trump sucking the air out of the room.
Right. That's a 21%.
Okay. And constant reminders to buy things at the Civic Media store, like the John and Gordy commemorative plates.
How many people like that one?
And the weather window.
10%.
We have Just 10. And yeah. Then, of course, more of life's bitter Curb Your Enthusiasm moments from John and Gordy. And well, I can't get anything on that because there's there's an ad on mine. It says WMDX Monday News Roundup.
Okay, well, mine says it's 36.8%. That's actually leading all four answers.
Oh, okay. So, well, make it over there. If you can, again, it's WMDXradio.com. And have your voice heard. You know, this is how you do it right here.
Right.
I'm begging you.
And
I'm
begging you. I like there's a wide variety too. Like it's all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay.
The poll is really I think it's actually making strides.
That's the way to sell it. It's really all over the place.
So maybe we should have a poll on the poll. Yeah. What do you think of the poll today?
We've got another poll question in the wings that I came up with.
Okay.
And another very interesting deep dive into the John and Gordy way of thinking.
I can't wait for that. Okay. Let's get to what's going on with Dom's world in Would You Rather.
Let's do it.
And remember it. Would you rather? What would you rather do?
Let's see if you understand what
Does it involve pain and human body parts?
Yes, the second question does.
There's something wrong with you, my young friend.
Oh, man, okay.
I can't get enough of that echo.
You had that reverb all the way up to 11.
And I was serious when I made it, too. I thought, you know, right?
This sounds really good.
Okay. All right. First question, would you rather eat spaghetti with a spoon? So it's, you know, it's kind of boring.
Okay.
Or eat pizza with chopsticks?
Oh, okay. I'll go first. Spaghetti with a spoon. That's okay. That's doable. I don't think the chopsticks are...
Spaghetti with
That's not going to work with pizza. A spork?
Well, a spork.
Oh, I forgot about the spork.
Remember, I bought sporks the other day off of Amazon.
I forgot about that.
Because I'm tired of these flat forks.
Oh, here we go.
Why didn't anybody indent the fork a little bit so things stay on it?
There should be an upgrade on the fork.
Forks 2.0, right?
They didn't give us a
spiffy tech name.
All right.
Yeah, I would go spaghetti with a spoon. That one was kind of an easy one. I don't know what I was thinking yesterday. All right, second question. Would you rather cut grass with your teeth or wash the dishes with your mouth? So, like you said, yes, it does involve body parts.
Take the grass, you know. My dog seems to like it. So.
I don't think I could wash my dishes with your teeth. How can you do that? That's impossible. Well, so I'm going to go with the grass.
Yeah. I'm gonna wash the dishes with my mouth.
Or with your mouth, yeah.
Yeah, I would say my mouth is pretty clean. I brush my teeth a couple times a day. There we go.
Okay.
Well,
another bizarre question from Dominic Lee.
There we go.
Thank you for that. Okay.
we should do the whole feature in deep reverb.
Oh, yeah.
That would be funny, actually.
Do you have reverb on the board over there?
No.
Yeah.
But... We can always figure that out.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Very good.
Well, maybe not. I'm just saying.
They wouldn't be able to hear what we were saying.
What?
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
That's true.
It is 6:19. When we come back, we will kick off the Free Ticket Friday. I will reveal what the key word is for this 4-pack of Brewer tickets.
Okay.
It's to the August 8th game coming up at Brewer's. It's against the Mets, Brewers and Mets at AmFam Field. And we will reveal that keyword and have a whole lot more coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX Madison.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You gotta find yourself a swinging place. You gotta fly, you gotta soar. You gotta live a little more. Don't try and fight it, you've been invited. Come on and swing, swing, swing.
swing, baby. John Gordy in the morning, WMDX 92.7.
Traffic is moving along smoothly around the State Street area, downtown, just a block off of the Capitol. Looking pretty good out there. Hazy sunshine. It's going to be a nice day, high near 75 for this very first day of August. Can you believe it? We have to rip the calendar page right off the wall there.
I know, a lot of August work. Begin. A lot of work in that transition from 1 month to the next.
Yes. Wow. Okay. Let's. Hey, you know what? Let's. I wanted to give an update, by the way, on the studio equipment update.
Oh, yes.
We had to adjust the.
We have
the
new
microphone arms.
New microphone arms.
The boom.
Yeah,
the boom
booms,
stands.
I guess you would call it that. But these are more arms than. Our boom stands.
Our ace WMDX engineer,
yes.
Mr. Casper.
Came
Chris
in
Casper.
And, readjusted him.
Yeah, he and I came in here and with a lot of effort.
Yeah.
It took, maybe all of 2 minutes.
How come yours didn't work like mine?
Well, because I don't know. It just, they're positioned slightly differently, I guess. Mine's at the 3 o'clock. And yours, it's at 2 o'clock. Never mind. Anyway, Chris Casper found the proper tool, the wrench.
Yes.
And went underneath the console here.
So now I have
adjusted it perfectly for you.
I have.
Because we were so concerned because yesterday you were just you were beside yourself with the new mic stands. You couldn't adapt.
I was angry. I left the studio in a huff.
And I hate it when people leave in a huff. You know,
it's I know. It's like a big cloud of smoke.
You guys have so much room now, too. It's so open.
It's amazing.
You
can I can move around. I can
type on your laptop.
Laptop.
Anyway,
yeah.
So it's all good now, right? You like it the way it is.
Oh, I love it. I think this is fantastic. Only thing is, you know, we wish it were a little higher so we could do the show standing up.
The only thing is, still not perfect. For Mr.
I'm
Peterson.
Sorry, man. Well, okay, I'm sorry to complain, but I'm a whiner and a complainer, and that's why we
really?
Have the Curb Your Enthusiasm moments here on the show.
Okay.
That we oftentimes talk about. Yeah, I just saw an ad on TV here. We have CNN on at the studio just to keep up to date on everything.
Right.
There's an ad for Jim Beam Pineapple. So if you're.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
I can't imagine what that would taste like.
I don't know.
Good Jim Beam.
We should get some. Let's try it out.
Pineapple.
We'll try it out, yeah.
Now, we're in the middle of summer. We're getting near the end here.
I know.
They came out with a pineapple. Wow. Okay, it's a little late to advertise.
Oh, I'd be willing to try it,
to clear the shelves of their pineapple flavor.
Well.
It didn't go over real well, so.
Apparently not.
It's time to advertise, clear the shelves.
Yeah, it's on sale. Hey, let's get to Free Ticket Friday.
All right.
You got any, let's see, do we have any baseball music? Do you have anything over there, Tom?
I have, like, free ticket music. You know?
Okay, that's good. That's fine. That's fine. It's Free Ticket Friday. Go. Your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Brewers taking on the New York Mets. This is for the August 8th game. That's next Friday, August 8th, against the Mets, okay? Here is the key word. Now, all you have to do is text us on the Civic Media app. You know, download the app. It's free to download, free to use. Go to WMDX and text in the word FLY. That's FLY. F as in Frank, L as in Lee, and Y as in Y. FLY. FLY, FLY. Okay? Just text that to us. You have until 8 a.m. to text that in. This is a statewide contest. You could win a 4-pack of Brewer tickets to the August 8th game against the New York Mets. FLY is that cue. And I'll tell you, those are great seats. We were there on Tuesday night.
We have fantastic seats.
Club-level seats.
Giveaways.
Man, it's... Yeah. Those are great.
And, you know, I just want to warn everybody, you know, get your parking tickets early.
Yes, you should get those early.
Days before you go. Don't necessarily do it on the day you go.
Because parking's always a challenge.
Yeah, but it's even more expensive for those damn Cub games. Oh, man.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
But,
traffic was
nuts. But a great game, and we'll talk about that later. You know, I'm going to run this whole thing by Mike Clements, you know, trying to catch the foul ball out.
Yeah.
in the stands where I was, and just an amazing moment in my life. This is the moment everybody goes to a Brewers game for, is to catch that foul ball or the home run.
I've been to many major league games, never came close to catching a ball, but you, it came right to you, and
he's
you
gonna be
muffed
disappointed.
It.
I know, I'm the big star, you know, a big star in the Jumbotron who missed the ball.
Yeah. Oh well. So, and I have a question for Mike, and somebody pointed it out to me that the. Did you notice that the umpires had these little flash units? Did you see, like the first base umpire we could see, and he flashed this light every once in a while. And I was wondering about that. I did a little Google research. I think I have an idea, but I want to ask our sports reporter, Mike Clements, about that. I did find out a little bit about that.
Yeah.
But you may notice that if you go to a game, the umpires have these little flashlights.
Well.
And every once in a while they click them for some reason.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Well, you have to be very observant in order to catch these things. I didn't see it either. But until later in the game.
Well, it's lucky that I was actually watching the game at the time that ball came toward me.
You dozed off?
That would have hit me right in the head. Seriously, that would have hit me right in the head.
That would have been tragic. Yeah, you could have fallen off and fallen over the side there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It is 6:29.
We have Idiocracy coming up in just a few moments. It's just something else. It really is. I want to get to Donald Trump's new nickname. He calls himself something new.
Oh,
new
really? Now. Oh, I can't wait to find out what that is. Yeah. And we'll check in with Savannah Tomei Olson in right after 7 o'clock and find out about some of the news going on around our area. It is 29 past the hour. Back with more of John and Gordy for a Friday. After this.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Gravehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Thank you.
All right, well, we've got the commander-in-chief, one of the dumbest people I've ever seen in my entire life, but what the hell?
We'll get to that in just a moment. It is 6:35. John and Gordy for a Friday morning. Yes.
I don't want to come right out and say it.
Well, you already did, didn't you?
Okay.
We got hazy sunshine this morning, still some alerts there as far as air quality. And highs today in the mid-70s. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by our friends at Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned and community-focused. They can help you out. They helped out, John.
They helped me out.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the word around my house now.
Yeah, is what?
They're always hearing me say it.
What?
I can hear you. I can hear you. All right, see, it happens. Yeah.
Okay. That's amazing. They're helping people change.
I don't know. Am I starting to hallucinate on caffeine again?
What is it in our coffee this morning? I was feeling a little lightheaded myself. Where was I? Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. They're improving the quality of life through better hearing. They do a great job. Call Jim or Sarah at 608-249-4077, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
All right. Yeah, let's talk about the orange blob.
Okay.
Right. Yesterday, his followers went to Truth Social and saw Trump, a posting that he put out there, and behind him was a giant fist.
Really?
And on it was written, Donald Trump, deal maker in chief. Well, isn't that the nicest message you could send to the rest of the world? A fist saying you're a deal maker. And if you don't go along with the deal, you get the fist.
Mm.
Wow, man, this guy is nuts. All right. And then, of course, Then he pointed out how Mark Carney, the Prime Minister in Canada, came out and announced plans that Canada would recognize and support a Palestinian state. All right?
Okay.
And a lot of countries have come out with that same support.
Right.
So anyway, Trump, of course, is not on that side of the aisle. No. So he came out and said, wow, Canada has just announced that it is backing statehood for Palestine. That will make it very hard for us to make a trade deal with them. Oh, Canada.
Okay. Really?
So he's
unbelievable.
So he is essentially all for ethnic cleansing, right?
Yeah.
You know, clearing that whole area out, Gaza, so he can put his buildings in, his hotels, right? Yeah, I mean, that's what he's planning on doing. Yeah. He is really expecting that to happen.
Yeah, well, he's a developer. He sees an opportunity there.
Yeah. So, Canada.
Oh, Canada. Yeah.
I mean, other countries have come out and said the same damn thing, and it's about time, too. A lot of people are starting to support and say things that normally they would have been accused of anti-Semitism, but we're all tired of that excuse hitting us over the head with, you know, such an inane issue. Yeah. Just leave us alone. You know, we get to say something in this country because we're free to do that.
And back to the tariffs, I mean, you know, already markets are tumbling all around the world. So,
they're crashing.
You know, good job.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, get ready and strap in. Watch all the prices start jumping up here.
It just amazes me that they're pushing this, and it's a huge success for them.
That's what
and
they
the
think.
Mega contingent, the cult, just love every second of this, and they don't know it, but we're permanently putting in place higher prices for everything coming into this country.
Yeah.
I mean, it's permanent. I don't know what administration in the future would come in and say, well, we're going to cut prices, we're going to cut the tariffs, and suddenly we're going to go broke, and we won't be able to pay for anything because we're trying to pay down the debt. So I mean, this is horrible. We're going to be paying high prices. We're paying for this.
Yeah. Okay.
My God.
Get ready for it.
Yeah. Well,
it's hitting. It's already hitting us. Okay.
I'm just you know, get a little frustrated sometimes.
It's okay. Yeah. Sorry. Well, just take a deep breath.
It's because of the first two stories that I have here. I mean, three stories, actually, if I can get through this real quickly here.
All right.
All healthcare stories.
Okay.
And this is from a great place to go for news. It's called The Lever. All right.
The Lever.
The Lever, yes. Yes. It's a great story. It's great commentary there. I would call it The Lever. I don't know why I got stuck calling things levers. You know, I think it was too many Frankenstein movies. You know, pull the lever.
Flip the lever. Igor.
Right, exactly. So anyway, here's the first story. Rising costs associated with Trump's global tariffs and expiring federal premium tax credits are threatening health insurers' ability to remain competitive. Now, you thought I was going to talk about us.
Yeah.
You know, the tax credits going away, or at least most of them, the COVID tax credits are going away. So prices each and every month, the premiums, if you're on the ACA, Obamacare, are going to go up dramatically by $200-$300 a month. Go with that. So now, guess who's complaining? The insurance companies are saying, hey, we're not going to make enough money now without those premiums.
Okay.
So they're pushing to raise American premiums by as much as 75% for some policies, according to a recent state regulatory filing. You know, the states get all this information firsthand, so they're telling us, the insurers are asking for huge, huge increases. Wealthy corporate health insurers reported more than $1 trillion in revenue and more than $31 billion in net income last year. So they're not making enough. You can see that. The proposed increases come as insurers dole out billions to further enrich top brass and shareholders through stock buybacks and dividends.
Yeah.
More than 21 million Americans who don't have employer-sponsored health insurance rely on the ACA Marketplace for coverage. According to health insurers, rates are rising largely because an expanded federal tax credit during COVID is set to expire at the end of this year. Unless Republican leaders in Congress intervene and renew it, this tax credit reduced health insurance premiums for more than 22 million people this year, or 92% of all ACA policyholders. And without it, insurers argue that they can't afford to cover the bill.
Yeah.
Instead, passing on increased costs to the consumers in their premiums. And then on top of the premium increases, the copays, the premium tax credits, those go away. So imagine what happens after all of that.
Oh,
so
sounds like a mess.
We're in for a huge mess. All right?
Great.
And Trump is killing federal rules and programs designed to protect Americans from getting ripped off. And now he's adding higher costs to health care.
Mm-hmm.
That would push more Americans into debt. Millions of hardworking Americans are expected to lose health insurance in the coming years as a result of the big bad bill. COVID shots will now cost you a lot of money. Co-pays are going up on Medicaid. And Trump is rolling back regulations that would have removed medical debt from consumer credit reports, eliminating any chance of buying a car or home in the future.
Mm.
Now, I don't know why they're doing that, but they are.
Mm.
And then Trump said, you won't even notice it. So, I mean, you know, okay, keep that in mind.
Really?
Yeah. It's just waste, fraud, and abuse. So you won't even notice the increases. If a 6 month American in 6 months Americans don't get universal health care, congressional health care will be taken away much more. So
Wonderful.
So run on that, huh?
Okay.
Well, that's great. All right, let's go to the phones. I've got another health care related story as well on drugs. But first, let's hear from Joe.
Good morning, Joe. Go ahead.
Well, I wish I could be cheery, but I can't.
Well, it's Friday. Come on.
I'm bringing you down. Friday. It's a Friday bring down. That's our tradition here.
Yeah. Just 2 points real quickly. There are two articles that are kind of illuminating on what businesses take on what's going on. One was from Bloomberg, and they titled it, they used the expression in their article as chaos in aisle nine. Three, they said. And they said part of the problem is that, you know, him blabbing about, we have a deal, that is not a legal document by which people can assess tariffs. So they were talking about the fact that Customs and Border Patrol, which is in charge of this stuff, is looking at the software's not been updated. They don't have any direction on what they're supposed to do because they don't have the legal framework, because he's just blabbing on Truth Social. He's blabbing here, and that is not a legal document.
Yeah.
So that was one part, is the chaos that the businesses are going through. You know, do we owe, don't we owe? But there was another article that folks can look at. Paul Krugman has a very good Substack, and the title of this one really says it well. It says, Trump/Brazil, Delusions of Grandeur Go South. Hmm. And the subheading is, Trump thinks he can rule the world, but he doesn't have the juice. And they're talking about this Brazil agreement. And it was similar to what you were talking about with Canada, where he's making the argument that we're going to increase the tariffs because Bolsonaro is not in office right now, and he wants him to be. And in Canada's case, Canada, you can't say that you're going to recognize Palestine. We're going to impose tariffs.
Yeah.
You can't do that in the legislation for what, you know, he at least had the phony baloney when he started it out against Canada to say that fentanyl, of which, you know, imports from Canada was like 0.01%, is a national emergency. And under that rubric, you can go for tariffs. But he's flailing around saying, I don't like who you elected, so you're going to have a tariff. No. That's going to be going through the courts, and that's not going to fly.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
At any rate, hang on, folks, and check out those two articles. So, Chaos in Aisle 3, get ready.
Sounds like a good deal. All right, we'll Bloomberg. Check that out. Thanks a lot, Joe. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
608-879. The whole thing with Brazil is, you know, they have the coffee, you know, and I'm wondering if they didn't put that on the exemption list. I'm hoping. Oh, we're going to die here. I am serious. We are going to die. So, I mean, yeah, it's crazy. Do you think?
I'm dying over here. Okay.
Do you think they're actually going to, you know, bring Bolsonaro back?
No.
Because, you know, he's going to raise tariffs on him. I mean, it's
crazy.
Ridiculous.
It's
and
nuts.
Then Canada, you know, can't support and can't do what they want to do. It's Canada. They can do what they want to do. Who does he think? King of the world.
Yeah,
right?
That's what he thinks.
Wow.
That's what, yes.
Of course.
It's exactly what he thinks.
Of course, they're putting in the new White House ballroom.
Yes, they paved over the Rose Garden. Now they're putting in a ballroom.
A ballroom.
Because a huge ballroom.
When was the last time anybody went to a ballroom anyway? Seriously.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, he's a builder. You know, he's an achiever. He wants to have something to leave behind when he moves on to the next world.
The thing that bothers me is this guy has come right out and said he wants the golden age, right? He wants he wants to go back to the late 1800s,
right?
In the early 1900s, when you know, it was the Gilded Age, yes. Right? And it was not a good time for the American public at all. The wealthy did damn well. Now we've got a White House ballroom. I mean, talk about just dripping
works.
And just, you know, gold plate. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just so tired of seeing this king. People don't admit it yet. They think, oh, he's on his way. You know, he's just doing this. Yeah. He's forcing universities to do certain things. He's taken over the judiciary. He's relegated Congress to nothingness.
Yeah.
The
craziness goes on.
Is he not a dictator yet? I don't know.
I think he's pretty much there. Yeah. Hey, we will be back with more of John and Gordy in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958, since they opened their doors, but some things remain constant throughout their history. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Go to verlo.com.
And I'ma do the electric slide.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's understandable why Trump's struggling to get even his own base to take his word for it that there is nothing to see here, because to do so, you essentially have to believe everything we've learned about Trump over the years is irrelevant or sheer coincidence that all Trump did was repeatedly host Epstein at Mar-a-Lago, have him at his wedding, hang out with him at Victoria's Secret fashion shows, get listed as a passenger on his plane 8 times, joke with him at a party while pointing out hot women and saying something into his ear that got the most grotesque smile in the history of human expressions. Tell a reporter, I've known Jeff for 15 years, terrific guy, he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side, and allegedly hosts a calendar girl competition where, other than the 2 dozen or so women flown in to provide the entertainment, the only guests were him and Jeffrey Epstein. You'd also have to forget about Trump bragging about his ability to grab women's genitals and claiming he'd go backstage at his beauty pageants while women were getting dressed, something he was accused of doing by 5 Miss Teen USA contestants, and once remarking of his own infant daughter Tiffany that she's got Marla's legs. We don't know whether or not she's got this yet, but time will tell. Beyond that, though, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Except for a jury finding him liable for sexual abuse. But other than that, there's nothing to see.
John Oliver.
There's absolutely nothing to see.
6:53.
WMDX. Yeah. John and Gordy in the morning. And it's a beautiful sunny morning in the capital city, Madison, just a block away from the Capitol.
Yeah, looking good on State Street today. Highs in the mid-70s. There is that air quality alert, so be careful out there. If you have breathing problems, just stay inside with your air conditioning if you can. Let's recap the Brewers' 4-pack of tickets. You could win them here on Free Ticket Friday. 4-pack of tickets for the Friday, August 8th game against the Mets. The key word this hour is fly, and all you have to do is get on the Civic Media app, and you can get that at the Apple or Google store.
Oh, no.
Find our station, WMDX. Use the text button to send us the keyword fly. And don't forget, we'll have other chances to win later on in the day on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's got the Golden Dome timeline. We're going to check out the Golden Dome.
To protect us all.
Yeah, combined sensors, weapons, multiple target testing, the FTIX, and so on and so forth. They're going to test it out.
Oh, they're going to test
it?
Yeah, they're
going to
do that.
Fly overhead to see if they can detect them. We have radar for that. But.
Okay.
All right, I'm okay. You know, I want to talk a lot. I just...
Just
makes a big deal about this, right? Uh-huh. Let's touch base again with this the White House ballroom.
Oh, okay?
Because don't worry, taxpayer money is not being used for this. He has $200 million of donor money that they're going to throw into this. But I just want to warn all the contractors out there: you won't get paid if less if. if history is any lesson, yeah, you won't get paid or you'll go to court where they'll reduce the amount of your contracted work.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get paid from Trump. So good luck. So good luck with that, all right? And then, of course, you know, they've got this drug deal now between the EU and the U.S.
A drug
Remember,
deal?
Big threat. You know, if you don't lower, or no, if I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Common sense is out the window.
Yeah.
If Europe doesn't raise their drug prices there on everybody go. There who there are paying go. Almost nothing.
Yeah.
Then they're going to be tariffed. Okay, here's the deal. Currently, Europe pays $20 for a drug from America.
Okay.
Americans pay $240 at that same time.
Uh-huh.
So that's what's going on currently. But the new system is everyone pays $130. So instead of $20 in the EU, now they're going to pay $130. How nice.
Oh,
great. How perfect. But you know why? It stabilizes the price of all these drugs, and it stabilizes the big profits made by Big Pharma.
Yeah.
He's certainly looking out for them. I don't think he's looking out for us, but I'm just guessing. I'm spitballing that one.
Okay. Hang on. We have Matt on the phone here. But before I get to Matt here, did I mention the keyword? The keyword is fly. If I didn't mention it, that's the keyword for the contest. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go to the phones here. Matt is on the line with a question or a comment. Good morning, Matt. What do you got?
Good morning, guys. I wanted to give us a little hope for the weekend here.
Mm.
And first, the big thing for me and my family since MAGA is the question of morals and to see the complete collapse of America's moral center.
Yes.
To see evil enacted in the name of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not religious, mostly for that reason. I always thought religious and religion was kind of used in a lot of bad ways to manipulate people. Mm-hmm. I kind of found my own spirituality. But I want to give some hope with this James Tallarico, a liberal pastor, legislator in Austin, Texas, where I lived for 10 years.
Okay.
And this guy is the answer and antidote to this manipulated kind of crazy Christianity of the far right nationalists. And I recommend people look at him and watch some speeches that he's giving because, man, I'm not even religious, and he has me feeling some things, you know.
Okay.
And I think it's what we need to, if we're ever going to preserve this union, which I fundamentally think is done right now. I often think we should split up because I don't see how you can have even share a state or a system with people who now fundamentally think that people on the left should just be killed and disappeared.
Yeah.
Much like Mele in Argentina once said last year in an interview that, which is what I think these freedom people and these MAGA people really think in the back of their head, these fascists, that they're better than us and we should go away and they don't want us here.
Yeah, good point.
And this guy has some hope, I think. So,
I think so. We've played a whole bunch of cuts from Tallarico. Mm-hmm. So he's really an up and comer, and he's a state representative. He should be in the Congress.
Matt, thank you for your call. Got to run along here. When we come back, we'll talk to Savannah Tomei Olson, get an update on some local news around our area. You're listening to John and Gordy on WMDX Madison. Coming right back.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.